Welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 337. Slightly behind. I finally put a rerun for last week. It was a busy week. I was going to do a solo, but, you know, things happen. We're going to do Terry Moore's Abstract Studio Strangers in Paradise. Number one, and it's got a XX5 on there, and Murray believes it's because it's 25 years later since the last one. I think that's what you were saying?
Nope. No.
It started.
Okay.
Oh, it's Yeah, 25 years since Strangers in Paradise has been around.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you say so, man. I have some of them, but I haven't read them all. I think I even got some on Comixology. Yeah. It's an interesting book.
Big and bulky.
Yeah. So I brought it up right before we get started. I brought it up right before we got started, and I didn't know if Caleb heard it or not, but a little news, I guess. One, Bendis's first work is going to be on Action Comics number 1000, which I just pre-ordered on DCBS the other day. And apparently... Now, I'm vague on this notion, but apparently they're bringing back Superman's trunks. Or the red underwear, some people like to say. So, not sure if it's for good. The last thing I read seems like it is. I'm not sure why. And the picture they showed on looked like a Jim Lee art, and the picture they've been showing on social media and stuff, the costume looks almost identical. Except for a little bit of piping around the wrist.
Piping.
Yeah, exactly. All the piping's gone from New 52, except for that little bit. It's like a little, I don't know, but the boots and everything else, it looks completely the way it used to pre-Crisis, actually. Maybe even, I guess after Crisis it looked like that, too. But anyway.
I'm going to go with... That's stupid. I think change is okay.
Yeah,
and
it's been so long. Why do it now? Exactly. Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't. Does the movie version have underoos? I don't recall.
No. Some people. I heard at least one commenter say on the Facebook post that. One of the Facebook posts that was talking about that they think that they, only reason they changed it is because Snyder's movie costume had it that way. But I always thought that movie was already, that they changed his costume because of that. I don't know. Anyway.
Leave the underwear. Leave the underwear on the inside.
Well, I mean, everybody was up in arms at it when it happened, but I don't think it's a big deal at this point anymore. It's way past that, don't you think? Yeah.
I like it.
You want the underwear back?
Okay.
Yeah, I like it. It's a better look.
Well, yeah, let me send you the link here, Murray and Caleb. Well, Caleb, I mean. I don't think you're the one seeing it, right?
I'm okay. I
chop up all that blue with a little bit of red. Too much blue.
Too much blue? Alright.
Yep.
Fucker blue. Sorry. Fish Called Wanda?
No, you're fine.
You ever did Fish Called Wanda?
Fish Called Wanda? God, that's been ages, man.
Yeah, there's a whole line in there where he goes, fucker blue.
I remember that.
Sorry.
I need to watch that again. It's been a long time. That was a hilarious movie.
The brain is wandering. 4.5 hours of work, and I still have another 4 hours to go. So.
Oh, you're
and
working?
It's Sunday.
My goodness.
So, I know. I'm going to miss football.
Oh, how terrible.
Oh.
How terrible. You're
my lunch break, guys. You are my lunch break.
Oh, well, that's okay. Good. I'm glad we could help with that. Okay, here. There we go. There's one.
And I'm not going to eat.
I don't know, man.
I'm going to consume high culture with you guys.
Assume high culture. Alrighty. Yeah, they made a big deal about it. The trunks are back, man.
Every time you say that, I'm hearing the Trumps are back. I'm like, they haven't gone away.
Yeah, I know. They haven't left yet, so.
They're still here.
And even
hey,
though...
Murray, if I could Murray, if I could high-five you, I would right now.
Yeah, that's funny.
I keep hoping, but
yeah, well, I mean, you know, the government shut down, but we're not. So let's get into this before we degenerate any further.
No, real quick. I did see that they are. It looks like Legion will come back with Countdown, or not Countdown, with Doomsday Clock. So.
Oh really?
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. Oh okay.
And they talk about JSA too. I saw a thing about that. You know, the Big D said it, so it's got to be true.
Uh-huh. I think the Undies are coming back before the Legion is.
Yeah, that's very possible.
They're in Supergirl, aren't they? Don't they have the most ridiculous-looking Brainiac 5, and as well as Mon-El and Saturn Girl?
Yeah, he's blue, I guess. They made all the...
No, he's green.
Oh, is he green? The picture I saw, he was blue.
No, hey, he's fine. Zombie green.
All right. Well, I haven't watched it yet, so I'm still in the first season. So anyway,
it's the first season.
Well, I'm it is the done worst. With it. Go ahead.
They should have stuck with a short hair version because
that's a bad hair piece.
A lab coat on him.
That's funny.
Yeah, he's stuck with some bad makeup for sure.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's like
interesting enough. Like
it's like Sid Marty Krofft.
Yeah. Yeah. The makeup isn't good, but the character's all right. Like he's all right. Yeah. Yeah. He could have sparks there with Supergirl. Maybe.
I think I have the CW on my on Hulu. Maybe I'll grab it. Has it aired yet, that episode?
Yeah.
Last Monday.
Yeah, there's some of it is on Netflix, but not that season at least.
Well, so it's giving Darren and Paul something to talk about over
I'm sure. I need to listen to see what they think. So, or watch it first.
It's not bad.
Okay. Well, good.
And on the whole, anything that keeps Jimmy Olsen off the screen is good. So if they give these new characters more airtime, that means less airtime for him.
Yeah. And Iris.
Yeah.
No, she gets lots of airtime. She's not even on that. That's a different Earth altogether.
True.
I just wanted to get a rise out of you.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it for
amazing.
Sure.
She's very good.
That's funny.
Well, every show has to have a villain.
Yeah, she is the villain. Last time I looked. It's been a while since I've watched it. It's been a while since I watched, but, you know, she was one of the reasons. It's like, oh, I'm so tired. She thinks she's got the only, you know, it's like, oh, my God. It's like, well, I've got to be there to help you. To do what? What do you do? Seriously?
Well, she kept the team together when Flash went off zipping in the Speed Force.
Okay, well, all right. Uh-huh. I'll give you that. It's been a while. Uh-huh. All right, let's get into it here.
Yes, speaking of other strong women, Strangers in Paradise.
And
oh, hey, look at that. That was very good, Murray. That was
I know.
Nice.
I know.
Very nice segue, sir.
Mm-hmm. I've literally never read an issue of Strangers in Paradise, so I am...
I think I read the very first four-issue series, but that's been a while.
To see what you think, because I think...
Okay.
I don't know how much of the history you need to know to get this book. I think they fill in the blanks fairly well, but I mean, I don't know because I've read it all, so...
Caleb, there's a good amount of it up on our sharing site, if you know what I'm saying. Wink, wink. Nudge.
Well, let's see if this tickles my fancy.
Tickles your fancy? Okay.
I'm easily tickled, though. Just ask my wife.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
I've never read his stuff issue... I've never read his Strangers in Paradise issue by issue. I've only ever read it in big, huge chunks in their little
right.
Their little pocket-sized books. So.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I find Terry Moore tends to be better in chunks than issue by issue. His issues always look good.
Yeah.
But they're sometimes a little sparse.
Yeah, I've read some of that Echo that he did in the Rachel Rising. I never finished it.
But... Yeah, you can skip over Rachel Rising. But Echo will be good, and I think it ties into this series,
really?
But we'll get into that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good deal.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is not Image, though, right? This is from some publishing this house is from, he made?
Yeah. I think Abstract Studio is him and his wife.
Now, is it a... Did he fund this through like crowdfunding, or did he?
No, I don't think so.
I really don't know.
I think they make enough through sales and trades and stuff that he does it on his own.
Yeah, I know Brian Hibbs talks it up on his column whenever he does stuff about collected trade paperbacks. This is always mentioned as a top 20-ish or so.
It's a very good series.
Okay.
I like it.
The stuff I've read was very interesting.
The only preconception I'm going in with is that it's supposed to be, at least initially, it was a groundbreaking book. That's the extent of my preconception.
That's what I've heard too.
Yeah, I think it was like for an independently published. Well, I guess. Was it always through Image? I don't remember.
I don't think it ever was, but I don't know.
Pre-Image. No, well, not pre-Image, but because Image is 25 as well, but this was not one of their initial
It wasn't one of their first books, so I think as an independent book, it pushed some envelopes, and it's like his vision all the way through. I don't even know how many issues it is. How many issues do you get in like six little phone books?
Well, the one of the runs was like 90.
Wow.
So.
Wow, Jiminy Christmas. Well, good for him.
Yeah, because I added them into the database for the other. The 1996 series had 90 issues.
Right, and then I think there were a couple minis before that.
Yeah, there was. And one had, 30 issues in it.
Alrighty.
Alright, well.
Alrighty. Well, let's dive in.
Please, you...
Yeah.
Alrighty, so we've got a cover.
I'm looking forward to reading with you guys. So.
Written and illustrated by Terry Moore. We got a cover that I don't quite understand. I feel I should, but
all the people with the face masks on, that's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I figure it's symbolic of something, but I'm too dumb. I don't know.
And me. I don't
know. Anyway, we got one of the main characters standing there. That is Kachu.
Ah, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then we open up the book, and it's kind of a neat way to open it, because on that first cover you get the door opening, which is kind of how they finished the last series. So the last series, I think the last panel was Kachu and Francine closing the door so that the readers were no longer a part of their lives. Their story was over, the door was closed, and now they're opening the door back up, and we get to peek back in on their lives, which is cool.
I think they.
And then we get a little.
Finally, have all of it on Comixology too. So, because I think that's where the first I read the that's where I read the first three issues, and it was like it was on sale.
Right.
Yeah, I do have it.
Right. 25 years ago. Alrighty. So we get like a little quote page, which he likes to start his books with. Lightning makes no sound until it strikes. Dr. Martin Luther King. Then does it really make a sound? I guess it does.
Only if you're in a forest full of trees.
With one hand clapping?
Oh, yeah. Something like that.
Alrighty.
Something like that.
Only if you're around.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So we open up on the subway. And we've got business dude checking out his phone. And then he puts his phone in his pocket. And we get a little scene of a little ragamuffin checking him out. And oh, yeah, side eye. Yeah, he's giving him the side eye.
Yeah.
Dude coughs, and then he reaches back into his pocket to get his phone and realizes his phone is gone. And by this point, they're out of the subway.
I missed that part the first time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he sees the kid traveling up the escalator, and he realizes that the kid has taken his phone. So he gives chase. He starts chasing this kid. Stop. Stop that boy. Stop him. And he's running up the escalator, and the boy's running through the city streets. And, of course, dude is having no luck getting his phone back.
Well, he's still in the subway, actually.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's not the city streets. It's the tunnels under the...
Yeah, the tunnels leading down to the trains. Yeah.
So the kid throws the phone to another kid, and then he continues to give chase, chases him up to the main level, and the kid tosses the phone over the balcony, I guess, or the walkway, and it is caught by Kachu. And she opens the phone, and she pulls out the little SIM card or whatever, looks up at him, drops the phone on the ground, and then she walks away, and the dude is like, hey!
Very cool.
And I know, the look she gives him, it's like, you can't tell if she's, like, angry or... It's a serious look. So we switch scenes, and we are at a home, and some lady with a cat is doing yoga, I guess, the poor thing. And fitness actually plays a role in a lot of the in Stranger. There's like this weird little yoga fitness club health thing that kind of weaves through some of the stories. So it's not out of the ordinary.
She's a marathoner. She's got a picture of herself at the end of a marathon there with the cat.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. She's in shape. So her phone rings and she's like, hello. And her husband is like, hey, babe, what are you doing? And she's stretching, cooling down. Okay. What time do we have to be at my sister's tonight? He says 7. Or she says 7. And he says, well, I may be a little late. And she says, Scott, this is a big night for her. He's like, I know, but I have to get a new phone. And then the cat pounces on her, and she's like, ah!
So it's the guy whose phone got stolen who's calling her. So.
Yes. Yeah. The guy whose phone was stolen. He's like, damn it, Tink. She started this thing of attacking me when I'm on the phone. He's like, you wanted a cat. And,
I'm looking. Real quick, I'm looking at the publication history. It was an eight issues. It was at Image/Homage Comics, but that didn't last very long.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 4 volumes. Anyway.
Gotcha.
This is the first time, I imagine.
So she picks up her cat, and she's like, yeah, I wanted a cat, not a ferocious tiger. Who's that right, girl? What's gotten into you? Do I look like lunch to you? And the cat just meows. And Moore is really good at this. He's good at, like, little slice of life stuff that seems like it's going nowhere, and it's just painting a little picture of idyllic life. And her husband says she's probably jealous. You're on the phone, and she wants your attention 24/7. And she says, well, that could be. She's high maintenance. He says, sounds like someone I know. And she's like, hey, now, why do you need a new phone? And he says, somebody stole my SIM card. She goes, from your phone? Yep, some kids lifted it on the subway. I chased them into the mall, and they dropped it to a woman who looked me right in the eye, and she pulled the card. Left the phone, but it's, you know. And his wife says, that's pretty brazen. Now she has my phone records, address book. And Laura says, damn, Scott. What'd she look like? Describe her to me. And now we're moving slowly out of, like, the typical suburban scene. Don't worry about it, honey. I'll just go, was she white? Black, brunette, blonde,
okay.
White. He's like, was she old, young?
What is that all says, about?
Well, we'll see. He says she was young. 20, 30, closer to 30. Did she look bad, like a meth head? No, she looked good. Too good to be stealing phones at the mall. It doesn't make sense. So she says, so this attractive blonde who now has your phone records and address book, is she tall or short? How would I know? I was looking down from the crossover. You could tell by the people around her. Was she like 6'2 or 5'2? Says, don't snap at me. I'm the victim here. Scott, this is important. 6'2 or 5'2? 5'2. Jesus, Laura.
What is she a cop or something or what?
What the hell is this all about? Do you know this woman? If you do, you need to tell me about this right now. Do you understand? And she's not really listening anymore. Laura, are you there, Laura? And she pulls out her like phone earpiece and she drops it and she's done talking to her husband. And we see her kind of look sadly around her house and she slams the computer shut and grabs it. And then she walks into her closet and moves all the coats and then kicks through the drywall, grabs a duffel bag, and off she goes into the snow. She doesn't even change. She's like still wearing a workout outfit and she's just walking off in the snow. And the poor cat, poor Tink, is like sitting at the window looking at her leave sadly.
Tink did not Ooh. Get his lunch.
Okay. No. That's interesting.
Ooh, and then we get like that opening scene where the quote was. So we get like all the trees with the snow, and this is like when the lightning has struck. This That's is like great. Lightning flash. Ooh, that's deep. I didn't realize that the first time. So she's gone, and we see Kachu drive up to the house in the snow, and she's beeping on the door, and she works her way through with the alarm code and looks around the house and goes upstairs, sees the cat, ignores the poor cat.
Poor cat.
I know. Goes into the bedroom. Sees that the wall has been kicked in, and she sighs. She sighs. Wow.
Okay, and I'm intrigued course, now. I'm extremely intrigued.
Yeah, we don't know
intrigued.
What's going on at this point.
Yeah.
So then we switch scenes, and we're in, like, sunny, beautiful backyard, and kids are playing in the pool, and we see Francine, who is Kachu's wife, girlfriend. I don't think they got married. I don't think they needed to get married. Uh-huh. They're lovers. They're together anyway. And Francine's daughter cannonballs into the pool. And she says, how was that? And mom says, that was awesome. Did I splash you? Oh, yeah, big time. And we're watching Kachu and her sister. They're just kind of sitting under the umbrella.
Her sister's the one with the headband?
No, Kachu has the headband, and her sister is the tall one with her hair pulled back in a ponytail.
The ponytail, okay, yeah. Got it.
Sister is ginormous. She's like an Amazon.
She looks like
ginormous.
Uh-huh. And Kachu says, what do you want for lunch, honey? And Kachu's daughter says, hot dog. And she says, you had a hot dog yesterday. Uh-huh. Okay, go ask Rosa to make you a hot dog. And she runs off yelling for Rosa. And we see her sister just kind of staring off into space. And the kids are saying, watch, Mommy. And Francine's like, I'm watching. Mama Kay, watch me. I'm watching you like a hawk, sweet pea. And she jumps into the water. And then she looks at her sister, who's still all stone-faced. And she says, okay, I know that look. What's wrong? I don't have a look. I'm stoic. And Kachu says, oh, please. You know, I used to think you only had two looks, mean and meaner. And then I saw you hold my babies. And her sister says, you fought hard for what you have, Kachu. Wife, kids, a new life. Nothing came easy for you. I don't want to see you lose everything you worked for. Why would I lose everything, Tambi? That's the sister.
That's the sister, okay.
Yeah. And then Tambi says, where were you when the Alaskan Collider exploded? She says, here in Santa Fe. You? I was at Casey's home in Malibu. Okay, so Casey is a friend that they made in the course of the first series. Casey was dating Francine's ex-husband. Oh, I don't think they ended up together.
Whoa, this is... The first one of these I read, it was all... just like relationship stuff, and they're talking about exploding particle colliders all of a sudden. That's
yeah. Well, we'll get to that in a moment. I forget they did a twist with Casey in the very last, like towards the end of the series, and I cannot remember what it was. But if that twist is important, it'll come up in later issues. Yeah. I wish I could remember. Casey comes across as like a dumb blonde fitness bimbo, but she's much more than that as the series progresses.
Yeah, they do have all of them, of the volumes on here, on Comixology, cool. too. The first one's...
Cool.
First, like, four-issue one's only $4.
Right. And, okay, and then they're talking about that Alaskan Collider exploding. And I'm pretty sure that that ties into what happened in Echo. I have not read Echo in a long, long time.
Yeah, I think it does. I believe it does.
But I'm pretty sure that's... You don't have to have read Echo or to get this. Like, really, whatever they tell us in this particular story is all the info you need. But if you want, like, back info on this Collider thing... Echo's a good place to look because it's a great story too.
Yeah, the parts I read looked really good.
Mm-hmm. So then Tambi goes on. Everyone remembers where they were when the collider exploded. And Ketchu says, you don't forget something like the Earth almost blowing up. It was a terrible accident. And then Tambi says it wasn't an accident. The Pentagon built that collider to make black holes to study them as potential weapons. And then a contractor invented an alloy that turned the atom into silly putty, so they decided to run that through the collider.
Yep, that's it.
Ketchu says, that sounds like a bad idea. That's what the inventor of the alloy said. So the contractor killed her, sort of.
Oh, good lord.
And Tambi goes on, an investigator I know was trying to find the collider and stop the test. But it's all underground, and Alaska's a big place, so she asked for my help. Well, I managed to get a list of the Joint Chiefs overseeing the collider, and one of them is General Cade, and his personal aide is Lieutenant Laura Higgs. And Ketchu says, let me guess, she's a Parker girl. And Tambi says, what? Stephanie Kelly, one of the best. So here's where, if you haven't read the series, you're going to be a little confused, but the Parker girls were like... kind of like a collection of high-class escorts that worked for Darcy Parker, and she used these escorts to get information from really powerful people, and then she blackmailed them. She was kind of like a mobster. Ketchu and Tambi were both Darcy girls way, way back at the beginning of the series. Ketchu kind of falls in love with Darcy's brother named David. It's a bit of a triangle that kind of spins through the whole series of Strangers in Paradise. But really, all you need to know is Parker girls are kind of like spies, like James Bond spies.
Ah, I see.
So this Laura that we met at the beginning of the book is one of the Parker girls, and her real name is Stephanie Kelly. And Tambi says, I threatened to expose her if she didn't give me the collider's location, but she was more concerned with doing the right thing. I convinced her it would be treason to not help us. And we see that she's throwing, we see in a flashback, Tambi's throwing Stephanie around. Thankfully, Ivy was able to stop the collider, find the collider and stop them.
Completely capable of, considering her size there.
I know, she's a giant. By blowing the place up, says Ketchu, and Tambi just kind of says, there was conflict. The alloy fell into the core and blew it all to kingdom come. Wow, I had no idea, says Ketchu. If they'd run that test, we wouldn't be here, says Tambi. But when something that big goes wrong, heads roll. Everybody connected to the collider was called before a Senate committee, including Laura Higgs. When they realized she was a Parker girl, they cut a deal. Total immunity in exchange for detailed records of Darcy Parker's operation. All of it from beginning to end. Names, dates, clients, contacts, everything. Ketchu, if Stephanie gives them what they want, you and I will spend the rest of our lives in prison.
Okay.
So then that was all a big flashback scene. So now we're back in the home where Ketchu is kind of reading all this in... she's kind of reflecting on all this, and then she sends Tambi like a text. She's gone. Run bag was behind wall. It's gone too. And Tambi texts back, we'll find her. Know where she can hide. And Ketchu sighs again, and then the husband comes in. It's you, that thief who stole my phone. What the hell are you doing in my house? And Ketchu points to the hole in the wall, and she says, trying to stop that from happening, but I'm too late. Your wife had a run bag hidden in there. Cash, a new identity, and a passport. She can be anywhere in the world by tomorrow. And her husband says, that's ridiculous. Laura would never do something like that. No, but Stephanie would. Who's Stephanie? The Parker girl you married. She's gone, Scott. If you ever want to see her again, you have to help me find her. Boom, boom, boom. The end.
Wow.
Of chapter one. Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it. I am very intrigued.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Good. Because I liked it. I thought it was... Yeah, I mean, I liked it a lot, but I've got history, so... But yeah, I feel like they gave you everything you kind of needed to know, I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't have to go back and read 25 years worth of comics unless you want to.
No, I mean, you can, because it's good, and it's a great story, and there's, like, lots of twists and turns and stuff, but...
Very interesting.
Pretty quick, too.
It is quick. That's the bummer.
Well, you know, that's fine.
Read quickly.
Yeah.
But they're beautiful.
Just looking on Comixology, he's got a 25th anniversary sketchbook, which is if you go to the very, very back of the issue I was looking at, it shows that. And $3.99 for the first three issues, and they've got, looks like they got all of it on there.
Excellent.
The trades are at various prices. Volume 3 has got the most of it in there, apparently. On the Wikipedia page, it talks about how many of their, you know, all the trades there are and everything. So, yeah, that's interesting. Very interesting.
Now, those two that are on that advertisement for the sketchbook, Murray, is that Kaichu? Is that her name?
Kaichu.
Is a short one.
Kaichu,
yeah,
is that
that's Kaichu and Francine.
Francine was the one that was in the pool, right? With the kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, Francine, I remember her. She was the very first volume shows her, and she was in an abusive relationship. The cover of the first three issue series shows her with a black eye in the face. But yeah, that first one is, like I said, $4, so. And he's got it. There's an Abstract Studio bundle. Oh, it's all for Rachel Rising. Never mind. You said don't mess.
Yeah,
with
I'd skip over that one. It didn't. It was.
I've got it all. So, I think we've got it all downloaded. Go ahead.
I'm gonna get politically incorrect here for just a moment, but are there any non-lesbian characters in this book?
I don't know if we know anything about Tambi's love life. Casey is mostly straight, but not always.
She's willing.
Yeah, and if you look at Terry Moore's work, he seems to, all of his books, the main character is always a female.
David, who won't be in this book, was straight.
And probably a dude.
He was a dude, yeah. Francie's ex is pretty straight, although he's a buffoon. But I highly recommend the series. It is very, very good.
Yeah.
So it's Archie Comics with a real world feel to it. It's Riverdale before there was Riverdale.
Kind of.
Makes sense, actually.
Yeah, it's very much a relationship story with spies and stuff.
I thought there was some of that from what I've read. I don't know what got me interested in reading this the first place. Maybe it was because the first volume was only $4. Sometimes I'll do that. When they have sales on Comixology and it's real cheap, I'll jump on something to try it out, get something new. Because, you know, when you've read everything that DC's ever done, you got to find something new somewhere.
Right.
For example,
I'm very intrigued because we're watching The Americans right now, and I this actually has a very much a vibe like that show or Alias.
Yes, Alias.
Oh yeah.
I still haven't finished that. I got so many series that I never finished. It's ridiculous, man. Like Justified. I started. What else did I start and never finish? Longmire. I got a couple of seasons of that.
Wes finished it, by the way.
Oh, what? Longmire?
Longmire.
Yeah, Longmire. She finished it. She was watching it while working. So,
yeah, we were talking about that on Instant Messenger, Murray. Yeah.
Yeah. He was in there because I was talking about the good place.
I know. How far are you? How far are you?
What's her name? Tahani has just told Giamu that she knows that there's something up with him. She discovered
talking secret.
His room. His room.
The good place. What's that about? Who's in that?
His bud hole. She discovered his bud hole.
Oh, the good place is Ted Danson and Kristen Bell.
That's the one I thought you guys were talking about.
It's. I won't even say. I can't say. Mm-hmm. But it's good. It's very, very good.
It's so far. No. We're very much enjoying it. Again, like I said, I think NIM is the same production company that does Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they had that going for it already.
Mm-hmm. Just hit me up after the 13th episode.
So what is the premise of The Good Place?
What's her name? Kristen Bell is killed.
Okay.
And she goes to heaven.
Okay, I think I remember here.
To the good place. It's
sorry, she goes to the good place. They're not going to call it heaven. There's the good place and the bad place. She goes to the good place and she meets her soulmate, who is a philosophy professor, Chidi. Mm. And she meets a couple of other people. Ted Danson is like they call him the architect of the good place. So he's a couple of steps under God or whatever.
Right.
Gotcha.
There's a artificial intelligence named Janet who kind of grants all your. Isn't that her name, Janet?
She's infinite information.
Yeah. So anything you need, she'll get for you. She is hilarious.
Yes, hilarious. I agree. We just met Bad Janet. So,
oh my gosh! so funny.
Okay.
So Chris, funny.
It's basically, and I think I mentioned. I thought it was a very limited premise, but they have found a way to delimit it very well, and it constantly is referring to things around Phoenix, so I can totally relate. It's like anything set down.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I don't know. Kind of like... Here's the main point, though. So Kristen Bell, gets killed, goes to the good place, except she's not supposed to be in the good place. They mixed her up with another...
Name's
Eleanor, right? So they mixed her up with another Eleanor who also happened to die on that same day. So Eleanor is in the good place. Mm-hmm. And her soulmate is trying to save her so that she can stay in the good place. And the first season is her trying to fit in and not let anyone know that she doesn't belong in the good place.
Okay.
It's like picture Lost. It was a comedy.
Yeah,
it does these little flashbacks to when before they were killed, all the different characters.
All right. You probably have to have some drugs to watch that, dude.
No.
No, it's very straightforward.
You know, I still, as mad as I was at the ending of that, I would like to watch that because when it was on, they had so many huge breaks in the middle of it that I've always wondered if what it would be like to binge watch that. If it would make
I
it
watched,
would,
you know.
Yeah, know, I watched it, every season as it came out, and then I got each DVD set and watched it again, and the only one I haven't ever watched again was the last season, because I just couldn't. I need to. Like, I should rewatch that last season.
Yeah.
And maybe feel better about it, but
yeah, I hated the way it was. Well, I mean, because that was actually going on when I was still married, and my ex and I actually watched it together until it got to the point where she was tired of it. So I was watching it by myself, trying to, you know, watch it on lunch breaks and stuff, and I guess I was trying to figure out what the mystery is, but you read later on that they never had an intention to ever finish that in any way, shape, or form. So I'm not really sure.
They weren't interested in the mystery anyway.
Hopefully, the Good Place only goes for like. I want to see the Good Place end in like 4 seasons. It needs to like. Yeah. If anything beyond that, then it's gonna get.
Some shows do need to do that.
Well, you'll see how they set themselves up for season 2.
Okay. Well, we're getting there slowly. The girls love it too. Yeah. The girls love it.
Yeah. It's very good.
Kid. Not, I wouldn't say kid friendly, but it's kid okay, depending on what you your tolerance level.
Yeah.
Right.
And if you're into philosophy, well, there's lots of philosophy talk.
Good book.
I heard about that.
All right. Sorry, guys. If you get a chance, go see Wonder. Go see Wonder.
I bet.
Thank you for a lot.
Okay.
I was crying so much during that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet, and you're a hard-hearted soul, so yeah, I'll be like a blubber.
That's funny.
You'll be the guy in the. You'll be.
I know. As soon as the opening music starts,
yeah, that's you.
Oh my god,
You better wait till video.
That's so funny.
Oh, okay, I gotta scoot.
All right.
Catch y'all later.
Catch y'all later.
Bye.
And we're out.